Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So much for joining me today here on the Marvin Pulpit. It's always a delight to have you join us. I say that all the time, and I'm going to say it again. It really is. You know, we've been doing this show for quite a while, and I actually enjoy it. I really enjoy it, and we're just delighted that you are here, that you took time out of your schedule to join us today. And I say it all the time to all my faithful listeners. I just love, 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 love you. You have been so encouraging, so supportive. You've given me some awesome feedback, topics that you would like to hear. So thank you.
I hope everybody's doing good today. And to all my new listeners, welcome. Welcome to the show. And you know, my co-host is... he has been really busy with mediation court cases with his organization, and yeah, mediation. So he's going to try. He really is going to try to do this today. But if not, guess what? You got me. That's right. You got me. So listen, hey, I want to dive into our topic today. As you know, we really do our best to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. We do our best to do that. We also try our best to bring topics as it relates to business aspects for entrepreneurs or those who own their own businesses, and for those who are looking to go into business, whether that's advertisement, business development, social media, pricing, whatever it is. We try to bring quite a bit of topics to you. We also deal in relationship topics as well, because we're all relational. You know, you have to have relationships with family, with those you work with, and so we do our best to bring topics regarding that as well. And today, I have a topic that we're going to talk about, and this applies to everybody. Everybody that has family, friends, coworkers, associates. It applies to everybody. So when we come back from this short break, when we come back, I am going to share with you what we're going to talk about today right here on the Marvin Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much again for joining us right here on the show. And today, I'm going to be talking about a topic that we all need to make sure that we are cognizant of. It comes every year. This time of year comes every year. And I want to make sure that you are not naughty this holiday season that's coming up. That's right. I don't want you to be naughty and mad from January. So what are we talking about today? Listen, as you know, this is the holiday. The holidays are upon us. Oh, I love this time of year. It's something about the fall, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oh, I just love it. In fact, I like pretty much
most of the holidays, but it's just something about this time of year, and I hear that quite a bit, is something about this time of year. Well, you know, this type of year brings on Black Friday, it brings on big discounts. People are having huge sales this year, getting ready for the Christmas holiday. That's right. But you know, with the Christmas holiday comes the stress in January. That's right, of paying off all those deals. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, having, of course, wonderful joy and Christmas cheer, but I also want to talk about holidays, spending habits. How in the world do you make sure that you are not naughty this holiday season, but you are nice when it comes to your wallet and your credit cards? That's right. We're going to talk about that today, and I'm just going to give a few tips. Before the holiday, I am, because I do want you to be careful this holiday. Did you know that according to the National Retail Federation, guess how much we are going to spend on average this year, this holiday? Can you guess? Well, sales are projected worth of about $682
billion.
$682
billion
this year. That's an average of about $967, almost $1,000 average spending for you and me this holiday season. So one of the things that I want to do while everybody is getting geared up, I just want to give a few holiday tips. One, and this is, well, you know what, I'm going to save that one till last. But one thing you need to do your best to keep your list short. I know that's hard. Listen, I know it's hard to do, because if you're like me and you are a gifter and a giver, you love giving things. But you know what? You need to make sure that you keep your lists short this year, meaning it doesn't have to be as long as Santa's list. You know, Santa, of course, according to the cartoons and according to all kinds of things, Santa has a very, very long list, but your list doesn't have to be that long. Go ahead and jot down who you're going to shop for this year. And you know, one thing that you can do, which some people do, but you may or may not have thought about it, you know, you don't have to do all your shopping in December. You know, you can go ahead and get some of your shopping out of the way now, especially for, you know, like your hairdresser or your newspaper person or your delivery person. If you're going to give gifts to someone that does your lawn, your landscape care individual, or your barber, hey, listen, you can go ahead and get those gifts out of the way. You don't have to spend the same budget money or money that you budget in December. Go ahead and get those gifts out of the way, and don't feel bad about it. Just realize that, you know, you can go ahead and do some things now, and you don't have to buy gifts for everybody that you know. And you don't have to feel bad about it either. And if you have a large family, there's some other things that you might want to consider when spending your money. Because, you know, when you go to the store and you see all of those sales signs and you see all of the discounts, you're thinking, wow, I'm going to save so much money. And when you get home, you think about, oh, my goodness, I saved $500. I saved $1,000. Well, guess what? It defeats the whole purpose to say that you've saved that much money and then you have spent $200, $300 that you didn't have to spend because you thought you were saving. So I want you to go ahead and just start making a list of the people that you want to buy things for, and not only make a list, but realistically set a budget. Set a budget for each person. Now, it could be the same amount for each person, or It may not be the same amount because some gifts cost less or more than others, but go ahead and make your list. Set a budget for each of the people on your list. And remember, my shopping, I start thinking about it long before the holiday. What I'm going to get, who I'm going to get it for, and all gifts don't have to be monetary gifts. You know, some gifts don't necessarily have to be monetary because there are some people who have everything. They just have it. I mean, it doesn't make sense to buy them more things because they already have so many things. So make a list, put a budget by it, decide what you're going to get for each person. And this may or may not be something that you want to do, but I promise you come January, you will be glad that you did. And not only that, but know your enemy this holiday season. There is one. There really is. There is an enemy out there always lurking every time you use that credit card. That enemy is always lurking and hoping that you will not pay your balance on time. So when you use your credit card, make sure that you read the fine print because some credit card companies use two-cycle billing. You think that you're paying off your interest, and you're really not. So make sure you look at the fine print on your credit cards and that there's not two-cycle billing going on where the card issuer charges interest on balances that you've already paid. That's why it happens. So please be careful. And if you don't know and if you don't want to read the fine print, here's an easier way. Pay your balance in full before it's due. How about that? Pay your balance in full before it's due so you don't have to worry about being charged the interest. And read the fine print. I can't say that enough. If you're going to use credit this year, make sure that you read the fine print. Read the fine print. Also, another thing that you can do, and I know this is hard, and you don't necessarily have to do it, but it could help you keep record of your spending. When you come home from shopping, subtract what you've spent from your checking account balance. If you didn't use a credit card, but you need to subtract that too because you've got to pay it. Make sure that you know what you're working with. You know, sometimes we go in thinking, oh, I know I got it in there, and you forget about a purchase that you made, and you end up overdrawing your account. So really be mindful of what you're spending. Be mindful of what you're spending. Because here's what we don't want to happen. We don't want you to have so much holiday cheer, fun and excitement shopping, and then when it's all over, you're stressed because you're trying to figure out, oh, my goodness, how am I going to pay? How am I going to pay for this? Now I'm in a world of trouble, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. Well, we don't want you in that situation. So when we come back, I'm going to continue to give you just a few more tips on how to keep this holiday happy, but not just November or December, but happy well on into the new year, over into the new year. We want you to continue to be happy, and we don't want you stressed. So far, we've said, one, hey, be mindful of your spending. Make a list. Know who you're shopping for. And if necessary, go ahead and put a dollar amount beside those names because we don't want you to be stressed. We want you to be happy. So when we come back, we're going to go over just a few more tips to make this a wonderful, joyous holiday well beyond 2017 right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right, and I'm so delighted that you decided to join me. We are talking about how to make sure you stay happy during this holiday season and that your new year doesn't find you stressed out. That's right. We don't want the new year finding you stressed out. So one, we said keep your list short if possible. Try to keep your list short and make sure that you have a budget for everybody that's on your list. Set rules, not just for yourself, but for the children, for the nieces and nephews, whoever you may be guarding into. Set some rules. Well, what do I mean by set some rules? Well, maybe what you can do is say, okay, listen, we're not going to buy everything in the store. Here's what we're going to do. You might say, we're going to have, well, a list of four or five things. One, you can get something that you need, something you want, something you can wear or something you can read, something that is an investment. Have some rules for what you're going to spend so you don't find yourself just spending erratically. You don't want to spend erratically. And also, think about this, okay, you know how when you're trying to prepare, when you're on a diet and you want to maybe lose weight for that special dress or, you know, a special occasion is coming up and you want to make sure you're looking really well. So before that event, you decide to maybe go on a diet or not eat as much sugar or not eat as many sweets or you're going to eat more salad. Well, it's the same with your finances. You know that the holidays are coming. You know that Christmas is coming. So why not go ahead and maybe pull back on some spending now so that you have some extra money to spend during the holidays. You know Christmas is coming. It comes this time every year. So you shouldn't be surprised by the fact that it's coming. Well, go ahead and start pulling back on some of your spending now. That means you may have some extra money during the holiday. Yeah, that's right. And one of the hardest parts about doing this is just having a plan. And having a spending plan is not difficult at all if you start early. That's right. So you got to start early. If you have questions or you have comments in regards to anything that we're talking about today, you know we love to hear from you. Just feel free, 215-383-3872, and just push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. Just choose option 1, and you'll be put into the queue for questions. One of the other things that I want to make sure that you do during this season, have a plan for how you're going to pay off your bills. You know, if you overspent last year, and most people do, they overspend, and it took you forever to pay off those bills. Some of you might not have paid off your bills until Easter, or you still may have some of those bills from the last holiday season. What can you do? Have a plan to pay off those bills, and have a realistic plan. You may have to cut your spending. You may have to maybe have some deadlines for yourself. You know what? By January, the end of January, end of February, I'm going to make sure I have my bills paid off. And if you listen to what I'm suggesting to you, you may not even have to worry about that come January. Try not to overspend. Have a set budget for what you're going to spend for the holiday season. If it's $200, $500, $1,000, $15, it doesn't matter. Have a budget for what you're going to spend. If this is going to be a wonderful holiday for you and you're planning to give an engagement ring or you're looking to get married, I'm sharing with you, make sure you have a budget for what you are going to spend. Because, yes, the moment will be happy, but you want the moments after to be happy and non-stressful as well. And another tip that I want to give, I know sometimes we just don't want to hear tips, but here's one that I think is very, very, very important. Yeah, it is. And it may be one that you do not want to hear. Instead of using your credit card, and I know debit cards are kind of like cash, I know that, but sometimes people get in trouble using their debit cards because they don't keep a list of what they spent and what the balance is in the checking account. How many times have you gone to use your debit card to use it and you forgot that you had spent money, you didn't jot it down, and that money has been deducted from your account and you forgot about it. And you maybe had to use your overdraft protection for that purchase. Well, that's why I'm encouraging you. Make sure you keep a list of the bills that you're using. All right? Now, the next thing that I want to suggest to you is, and this one may be challenging, but you can do it. You really, really can do it. You can do it because I'm telling you right now, you want to go into 2018, if possible, holiday debt-free. Holiday debt-free. And in the perfect world, in the perfect world, we love to avoid using credit cards. We love to avoid having to pay creditors and have. We would love to avoid all that, but this isn't a perfect world. And unfortunately, you have to really plan when you're doing things and spending. So what are some things that we need to also be mindful of? Remember, this is the time that merchants and department stores love to draw you in. They want to draw you into those fantastic sales on those wonderful shoes. Oh, my goodness, those wonderful coats and blouses and dresses, suits and electronics. Oh, my goodness, I saw something the other day that I really want. I do. And I was just drawn in. I really was. Yeah, it is an electronic gadget. It is. But it is just so sweet. But you have to be careful being drawn in. Because, listen, when you see things that you want for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with putting yourself on your holiday list, on your Christmas list, on your spending list, you deserve it. You made the money. You deserve it. But remember, if you're going to spend a lot of money yourself, you may not have any left for someone else. So you might need to put a budget number by your name, too. You really might need to do that. And get educated about your money, what you're spending. And there are lots of psychological factors that influence us in our spending. And you know what? The department stores, the merchants know that. And they're going to do their best to draw you in. The beautiful colors, the perfumes. Oh, you know, they have some expensive perfumes out there. Good. Well, there's some that are not so expensive that smell good as well. But listen, they know how to draw you in with the commercials, with the colors and the food and the scents. All of it plays a part in getting you drawn in. But you can still enjoy all of that, the music, the festivities. Just have a plan. Just have a plan. Make sure you understand your mindset going in, okay? Now, here's the last thing that I want to talk about. This is the last thing that I want to talk about on the show today, and then we are going to be done with these tips for this coming holiday. And you know, Friday after Thanksgiving, it's coming. It is. And I want you to make sure that you're ready. But the last tip that I want to give you, if possible, we've already given you some good ones, and I hope you remember what we said. I'm going to reiterate some of these because I want you to remember. One, keep your list short, if possible. And also, all the gifts that you give, you don't have to spend cash for gifts. It may be spending family time, or your family may want to just go somewhere and do something, play games together, get the gift of quality time. It's wonderful. These days, you know, people are so busy, and we have our phones and our smartphones and our tablets in our hands all the time. We don't spend quality time. That could be something beautiful to give. Quality time, but make sure your lists are short. Make sure that you set a budget for everybody that's on your list. You know, you might want to go ahead and start purchasing gifts now, you know, before December. Start purchasing some of the simple gifts now. But not only that, but maybe cut back on your, some of your spending now so that you have more money that you can spend during the holiday season. And the last thing that I want to suggest, the last tip that I'm going to give to you is this one. And I think it's really important that you use this particular tip. It's probably one of the biggest ones that I'm going to give to you. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you what that tip is. And I'm also going to share with you why I suggest it right here.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I want to thank you so much for joining me during this holiday season, and I just hope that you all are going to have a prosperous holiday. And just trying to give you a few tips as you go into the holiday to keep you stress-free in January. That's right, I love planning, and I'm already helping you plan for January, meaning that, yes, this Thanksgiving is going to be fabulous. Christmas holiday is going to be festive, but come January, I want you stress-free because you made some good, sound decisions right now, that you're making good sound decisions right now by keeping your list short, by making sure that you set a budget for everybody that's on your list. Put yourself on the list too. No sense in going through the holiday and you're not having something for yourself. You deserve a nice gift too. So put yourself on the list, but make sure you also put a budget number by your name as well. And also maybe cut back on some spending now so that you have more money to spend on the holiday. Now, my number one tip that I'm going to give to you, I know I've made you wait long enough. Well, here it is. Here's what I want you to do. If at all possible, use cash. I'm going to say that again. I am. I'm going to say it again because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it again because I want you to do it. If at all possible, don't use a credit card. Don't use a credit card. Don't use a credit card. Use cash. Yeah, that deserved a hand clap. Use cash. Now, why do I suggest using cash? Why do I suggest paying cash for everything? Some people might think that's old-fashioned, but it really isn't. It's not old-fashioned. It's not. Paying cash sometimes can help you be mindful of what's in your pocket, and maybe don't take all the cash that you have for the holiday. Just take some, but be careful. Just be careful. Make sure you keep it in a safe place and that you don't lay your wallet or your purse down somewhere. And I know a lot of people use credit cards because it protects them from thievery. I get that. I really, really do. But honestly, if you can, use cash, because cash has a tendency to really bring you back into the moment. And it really has a way of helping you to focus on what you really have in hand in your pocket right now. I've done this for years. I don't particularly care to use credit cards for much of anything. I like to typically pay cash for what I purchase. But what it does, it kind of helps to keep you on a budget. It keeps you from spending more than you have right then and there. And also, it keeps you from impulsive spending because you have this cash and it's like, okay, I know I only have this much cash today, so I got to be really careful and really frugal with what I'm spending, and I got to really make decisions about what I'm spending. Yeah, I would like to have that item, but you only have this much money. So it kind of keeps you from overspending. If you're going to use your debit card and credit cards, like I said before, make sure that you're jotting down how much you're using. I mean, how much of those, what you're putting on those credit cards, because eventually you're going to have to pay them off. And on those debit cards, make sure you jot it down because you might just forget that you made a purchase. You don't want to have overdraft protections. And now, you know, back in the day, overdraft protection was free. But you know, lots of banks these days charge you for overdraft protection. So you don't want extra to incur extra charges this year. So my number one tip, if possible, pay cash. If possible. And if you can't, can't take cash, you might want to just think about the purchase before you purchase. And I know that's not necessarily reasonable in everything that you may be purchasing today. I mean, for the holiday season, especially if you're going to be doing a large purchase for someone, like I said, you're getting engaged or you're planning to buy your loved one or your children a vehicle or whatever, you may have to have the resources to do that. But if possible, pay cash for most of what you spend this holiday season. And even if you got to use your credit card, be smart about it. Read the fine print. Listen, I am so delighted that you decided to join me today. I really am. It means a lot to me. It really does that you took time out of your schedule to do that. And I so hope this holiday season is a beautiful one for you and that it is a prosperous one for you. And thank you so much for joining me today. Well, we have done our best to give you some tips for your holiday spending. So when that new year comes in, you will be stress-free. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. This has been Sharon right here. Marketing Pulpit.